This is tape number 10 of a 16-tape series, the topic of which is humility. The messages were given by Pastor Grace Zhang in Mandarin Chinese. Pastor Zhang's message starts here. Let's look at the Bible. Daniel chapter 4, verses 28 through 37. All this happened to King Nebuchadnezzar. 12 months later, as the king was walking on the roof of the royal palace of Babylon, he said, "Is this now the great Babylon I have built as a royal residence by my mighty power and for the glory of majesty?" The words were still on his lips when a voice came from heaven. "This is what is decreed for you, King Nebuchadnezzar. Your royal authority has been taken away from you. You will be driven away from people and will live with the wild animals. You will eat grass like cattle. 7 times will pass by for you until you acknowledge that the Most High is sovereign over the kingdoms of men and gives them to anyone he wishes." Immediately, what had been said about Nebuchadnezzar was fulfilled. He was driven away from people and ate grass like cattle. His body was drenched with the dew of heaven until his hair grew like the feathers of an eagle and his nails like the claws of a bird. At the end of that time, I, Nebuchadnezzar, raised my eyes toward heaven and my sanity was restored. Then I praised the Most High. I honor and glorify him who lives forever. His dominion is an eternal dominion. His kingdom endures from generation to generation. All the people of the earth are regarded as nothing. He does as he pleases with the powers of heaven and the peoples of the earth. No one can hold back his hand or say to him, "What have you done?" At the same time that my sanity was restored, my honor and splendor were returned to me for the glory of my kingdom. My advisors and nobles sought me out, and I was restored to my throne, and it became even greater than before. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and exalt and glorify the King of Heaven, because everything he does is right and all his ways are just, and those who walk in pride he is able to humble. Another passage of the Bible is in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7. It says, "For who makes you different from anyone else? What do you have that you did not receive? And if you did receive it, why do you boast as though you did not?" One more time. "For who makes you different from anyone else? What do you have that you did not receive? And if you did receive it, why do you boast as though you did not?" Okay. Here it says, "What do you have that you did not receive?" This is a question just God asked through Paul. So, "And if you did receive it, why do you boast as though you did not?" And this particular verse really gives us the reason why people become so proud. It's because they did not see everything they have, they received from God. Okay, now let's come back to the Daniel chapter 4. So remember, and the king of the Nebuchadnezzar, he was boasting. He said, "Is not this the great Babylon I have built as a royal residence by my mighty power and for the glory of my majesty?" Yes, it's true. At that time, Babylon is the greatest country in the world. It is a country with lots of glory, splendor, and grandeur. So King Nebuchadnezzar was very proud of himself, very proud of his kingship, very proud of his country. Well, let's continue. "The words were still on his lips when a voice came from heaven. This is what is decreed for you, King Nebuchadnezzar. Your royal authority has been taken from you. You will be driven away from people and will live with wild animals." That's what he will become of him. So God is going to teach him a lesson. God wants him to know who is in charge? The Most High God is the sovereign God. He is the God in control of everything, including Nebuchadnezzar's kingship and Nebuchadnezzar's kingdom, which is Babylon. Yes, Babylon is a very mighty country, is a very powerful nation at the time. But who built this country up? It's not King Nebuchadnezzar. God wanted Nebuchadnezzar to learn. It's him. It's God helped him to build this country. So we can see he was really humbled by whatever God just put him into, a very, very desperate situation. Then only after that, he realized who is in control, who is really the kingdom. A king who is really king in everything. Then later he said, all the people of the earth are regarded as nothing. He does as he pleases with the powers of heaven and the peoples of the earth. No one can hold back his hand or say to him, what have you done? Which means nobody can ask him, nobody can challenge him, nobody can ask God a question. And not only that, he said his kingdom, his splendor will restored. His throne will restored. So now King Nebuchadnezzar realized that it's not him. It's not his own mighty power. It's not his own majesty. So he had all that. All these things were given by God. All these things were from God. All these things were added to him by God. So now, finally, he said, now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and exalt and glorify the King of Heaven, because everything he does is right and all his ways are just, and those who walk in pride he is able to humble. I just pray this may be a lesson for each and every one of us. We can really learn a thing or two from this passage of the Bible. So we really need to have this deep and clear understanding. No matter what I have, my family, my life, my job, my education, all that, my intellectual power, my just wisdom, all that, all these are added to me by God. I just receive it from God, just like we read in 1 Corinthians. But unfortunately, every single person is a proud person by nature. By nature, he or she is a proud person. So there's this sister, she is a Christian, but normally she is a person who is always in the lead, who always wants to be in the lead, and in public places she starts to speak right away, and since she starts to learn the lesson of developing the spirit of humility inside her, she started to change. She said, well, she deliberately chose to be silent, to be quiet in public, in small groups. But later on she realized, no, it's useless. Even though she did not say much, even though she kept her mouth shut, but inside herself, her inner life, her inner being is a still proud person, is a still proud spirit, is a still just a very proud inner being. So why? How come? How come? She changed. She chose to take a humble demeanor, humble attitude. How come it still behaves like her? How come she still feels that way? Why? Why it happens like that? Because we did not have this understanding. Everything we have, we receive it from God. We receive it from our Lord. So we can sit there without saying anything, without doing anything, but when other people do something, when other people say something, we can just feel whatever they say is not good enough. Whatever they do is not good enough, is not smart enough. If deep in our heart we can say, oh, okay, I can say something better than that. I can do at least better than that. So each person by nature is a proud person. There's this brother also, and he was brought up in a very good family. So he was brought up with a certain value system, a sense of values. All these are from this world. So when he grew up to be a mature person, he landed on a very good job, and he had a nice social status, social standing, and he has a good family life and good job. The job is well paid. So when he just goes to the office every day, and he just bumps into so many different people from different areas, a lot of people, they are just low-paid jobs, people with lower status, lower standings in the company. Because of that, it's so easy, so natural for him to, in his heart, he just sniffed at these people. He just ignored these people. He just kind of like passed by these people without acknowledging them, without being nice and polite to them. Why? Because he has this pride in his heart, because he has a well-paid job, and he has a high standing ranking in the company, all that. So later when he started to practice this in the life, God shines his light into his heart. God just shows him what an evil person, what a hopeless person he is. And Lord really showed him what a proud person he is. So, but this brother is a very good brother. He has this willing heart. He has this soft heart. He is willing to change. Once God has shown the light in his heart, he is willing to change. He is willing to humble himself before the Lord to learn the lesson of humility. So now he looked at people around him with a completely different perspective. Because now gradually he was very careful looking at people around him. He started to realize, he started to notice, he started to feel that those people around him, those different Christians, yeah, maybe they have a lower standing than him, they have a lower ranking, their salary is smaller than his, but their inner life, their spiritual being is more mature than he is. He has a lot to learn from these people. So that's why Bible said the whole world is under the control of the evil one. So don't forget, Satan, the evil one, is the king of pride. He is the king of pride. So the whole world is under his control. So the evil one, Satan, is trying very hard to breathe this spirit of pride into each and every human being. And by nature, we were born with a proud spirit. So Christians, we need to be careful. Do not behave like King Nebuchadnezzar. So oftentimes we have quite a few things we are so proud of, we want to boast. We may not boast in front of people, we may not boast in public, but we do boast in our heart. We do boast in our inner being. We are so proud of. But look at the example. Look at this story of King Nebuchadnezzar. When the words were still on his lips, God just punished him. God just warned him. So brothers and sisters, do you and I have this understanding? Whatever we have is all the things we have, we receive from God. If we truly have this understanding in the depth of our hearts, then we will never look down at any other people around us. We will never sneer at other people. And the proud attitude, a proud heart, it's so common, so prevalent in this Bay Area, because Bay Area is a high-tech area. So all the people here are very capable, very talented people professionally. And so these are the people, they are quick doing all sorts of things. And these people are very short in patience. And that's even reflected in the environment of churches. When church have a co-workers meeting or deacons meeting, all that, when some person stands up to speak, and often if the person does not speak fast enough or clear enough, and the rest of the group will be so impatient, because we think we are so quick, we are so responsible, we are so smart, we are so capable, and we are so we were not have any patience with any people just other than us, who are slow, who are not as quick as we are, all that. So this is another manifestation of a proud spirit. But people with a proud attitude, people with a proud heart and a proud inner being, is not the people Jesus is looking for. Jesus is searching out a group of people to be His children, to be His people, to be His citizens of the kingdom of heaven. This group of people who have a humble heart before Him, who have the spirit of humility before the Lord and before other people. So that's why here said, remember the last verse we read in the story of Nebuchadnezzar, and those who walk in pride, He is able to humble. Those who walk in pride, He is able to humble. And I was told that a few very famous artists, they came from mainland China. Back in mainland China, they were very well known, very famous, and enjoyed a high social status. But once when they came into U.S., the life just is turned around. Everything changed. Everything seems to be upside down now. And his art is not appreciated anywhere. And he used to be so influential. He used to enjoy high social standing. He used to enjoy esteem, enjoy just fame, renown, all that. But now, all he can do is going down the street and selling his wares. And that's life he has to, because he does not have a degree in this country. He does not have all sorts of credentials and certificates, all that. So all he can do is sell his wares, sell his paintings, on the street. Also, a few people, like back in Taiwan, they are medical doctors, they are the chairperson of a medical school, or some head nurse in some big hospitals. But after they came to this country, everything is different. Why? Because they did not have a very good mastery of the English language, and it's very difficult for them to pass those tough tests in English. So they have to do other jobs. They have to change careers. Some even ended up being servants for other families, for other well-off people. Well, that's what happens, people. That's what happens. No matter what kind of things you have, all these things you have at a moment, you receive from the Almighty God. Because of that, so many people came from mainland China or Taiwan with a very good, well-off background. All of a sudden, life changed. They ended up very depressed. So Christians, that's why I said, all we have, no matter how well-off you are, or no matter how high the social standing you have at a moment, all these are, why are you so boastful about these things? These things, it's not you that you gain hold of these things. It's not you that that you established these accomplishments in your life. All these things you receive from God. All these things you receive from the Lord. So there's nothing in your life that you can be boastful about. So what are we searching for? What are we seeking out in this life? Remember the story which is recorded by the prophet Jonah? And God just brought him into heaven, and God just guided him through a visit and gave him a tour of the heaven. And God told him, "And see this guy, see this man, he is on this glorious throne." He said, "Who is this? God, don't you remember? This is the person who was very near you when you were on earth." He said, "Who was that?" Then Lord said, "Look closely." Then, not until then, Jonah started to realize that's the person. Oh, when he was down there, he remembered this is a homeless person. This is a homeless person, always on the street corner, doing just peddling. So God says, "Well, there are two people. Let me give you an example. Two people. One person is a very devoted servant in the church. He prays, he reads his Bible, he comes to church regularly. Not only that, he is involved in the service of the church, all that. Another person is a homeless person. That homeless person is just sitting on the street corner. All he has is a small cat, a kitten. And for some reason, he just kicks this kitten, try to drive the kitten away from him. But you can see he tries very hard to refrain himself from doing that, to refrain himself from kicking the cat. So God asked him, Jonah, which person is better, you think? Which person will enjoy a higher position in heaven? He said, of course the first person. Of course the first person who goes to church all the time, who serves at a church all the time. And God said, you are wrong. You are wrong. That's not the case. The second person, the homeless person, is the one who is going to enjoy a higher position in kingdom of heaven. Why? Because for the first person, I give him 100% of love. But all he used in his life, in his church, in his service for the Lord, is only about 70%. But for that homeless person, he was brought up as an orphan, and he stayed in a dingy attic until he was 8 years old. Then he was transferred from one orphanage to another. And he, all along, he was mistreated, and he was rejected, he was ignored, he was kicked around many, many times. So in this homeless person's life, I only gave him 30% of all my love. I only just gave him 30%. But look at this. Out of the 30%, he just put all the 30% he received from me to good use. Look at what he is doing at the moment. He is trying so hard, using that 30% of love he received from me to refrain himself, to prevent himself from kicking the cat. And not only that, after that, and one person passed by and they gave him this small booklet, small tract of Christianity. He read it and then he became a Christian. Since then, since he became a Christian, he never failed to spend more than half of his income, wherever it might be, it might come from. He spent more than half of his income buying all sorts of Christian materials, books and pamphlets and tracts to preach the gospel for me. And when he passed through the street in the wintry nights, when he found a carbon box, he was so thankful because he had something to protect him from the coldness of the night. He was so thankful. He was so grateful. He thanked me for this carbon box. But on the other hand, so many people in this whole worldwide world, they live in beautiful houses and big mansions, but they never remember to thank me for that. So when this homeless person, when he got an apple, he just praised me so much for the apple he got. But on the other hand, so many other Christians, they are abundant, they are full of food in their house, but they never remember to thank me for. They never remember to show their gratitude. Christian brothers and sisters, when I read this article, my heart was really, really touched. My heart was really, really moved. So I just prayed to God, God, it's the same case with me, the same thing with me. Lord, I have received so much from you, but how much have I done for you? How much I have repaid you? How much I have shown you my gratitude? How much appreciation I have displayed in your presence? Lord, may you really help me. Lord, may you give me this humble attitude so I will be able to tremble at your word. I will be fearful of you. Lord, just give me patience so I will use the patience from you to interact with the people around me. So because of I read this article by Jonah, I really deeply repented and confessed my sins before the Lord. So from then on, when I look at people around me, I look at people around me from an entirely different perspective. I can look at people, I can watch these people, I can observe these people through the eyes of our Lord, of our loving God. And not only that, I can really search and examine my own hearts and search my own inner self. And I, to my horror, I discovered what a horrible person I am. What a hopeless and helpless person I am. So what can I be boasted about? What things I have that I can be boasting about? Brothers and sisters, we really need to be very careful. We really need to come into ourselves to search our hearts. And it's such a common sight in the church, and for a few Christians, they really love the Lord, and they are very devoted to the Lord, they are very zealous for the Lord, so they cannot stand those callousness, they cannot stand backsliding Christians, and so they are so frustrated. So they cannot accept these Christians around them. They cannot accept these people in the church. So they cannot interact from a loving way with these people. Why? Because these people are so self-centered. These are the Christians. They are so conceited. These people think, I'm holier than these people. I'm a better Christian than these. And that's wrong. That's a very bad attitude. Instead, what we should look at these people is, Lord, I'm more blessed by you. I have received more than these people. Then I need to humble myself more so I can have more compassion. I can have more mercy. I can have more love for these people. We grow together in the church. So these people need my prayer for them. These people need my love. I need to show more love to these callous Christians. I need to show more compassion for these backsliding Christians. So if we have this kind of attitude, then we will really have this spirit of humility inside us, and this spirit will grow. This spirit will expand inside us. This spirit of humility will fill our hearts. And another common sight is, we have heard these things from time to time. Sometimes the God servant, the pastors, the ministers, they sinned. They sinned very, very miserably. Then all of a sudden the congregation turned their back to him. They just rejected him. They just threw him out of the church. And that was it. Brothers and sisters, that's another bad thing. That's another bad thing we can do in the church. We have this kind of attitude because we have the spirit of pride inside us, because we are so proud before these sinners. We thought, you are a minister, you are a leader of church, you are a pastor. How could you do such a thing? How could you commit such a bad crime? You are hopeless, you are despicable. Because we have this proud attitude in our heart. How can you continue to serve in the church? And sometimes this really caused great trouble to the church of God. Here I'm not trying to speak in pastors' behalf and try to speak for them. I'm just stating a fact of life. It's a fact of life in today's churches. I just want to just expound on the message of God. That's the message of God which is given through the Bible. So since I have started a practice in life, since I have been touched by the Spirit, I changed my attitude. Now all I'm concerned is whether or not this person sinned. But it's important thing, whether or not this sinner genuinely repented. He just genuinely confessed before the Lord his sins and turned around, tried to live a new life in the Lord. If this is the person, then he or she can be even a better servant for the Lord than before. Why? Because he experienced a failure. So this failure will be in his heart. The memory of this failure will stay with him forever. That will really help him to keep a humble attitude, a humble heart before the Lord. So because of that, he can be a better servant for the Lord. He can be used more by the Lord. He can be used more often by the Lord in bigger things and bigger fields. So brothers and sisters, if comparing to others, we haven't sinned as much, we need to be thankful to our Lord. Because we have received more grace from the Lord. We have received more protection, preservation from the Lord. So all we need to do is to pray more for other people, to pray more for ourselves, to pray so God will give us deep compassion for other people. And one time, this church is trying to prepare a few sessions of messages. The topic will be focused on why the church, the present-day churches have become worldly. The topic is why the present-day church has become worldly. So three brothers were given three separate areas to focus on. So all these three brothers, they went ahead, they did their research, they prepared their sermon, they came up with lengthy speeches, all that. So the first brother, it's his turn to speak. And before he stood up to speak, all of a sudden God told him, God gave him this message, go ahead, give your message, but give your message with a compassion for today's church, for compassion for today's lost generations, for compassion in the compassion, with the compassion for today's backsliding church, for today's careless church. So he trembled at the word of God. He just obeyed the command of the law. He just walked up there. He started his speech. He spoke very softly. He spoke kind of slowly. He spoke very carefully because God just told him. God just spoke to him. So he just spoke. But only after a few words, and as he was speaking, he started to cry. Tears rolled down. Tears came to his eyes. He started to cry because this compassion for today's cold churches just wells up inside him. His heart was touched, and he himself was so moved. Because of that, the church, also the whole church, was moved. The whole church was touched. Holy Spirit really did a great job, did wonderful work with the congregation, in the congregation. So the second brother, a couple of days later, the second brother, and he was also fully ready to just bombard the churches with a criticism. That's what he was planning to do. He really wants to criticize today's churches, to pinpoint all these weak areas, and really sort of a finger pointing to these sinful areas. Why Christians have been so cold? Why Christians have been so just careless? Why Christians are so merciless? So filled with callousness in their hearts, all that. But when he stood up in the pulpit, when he was about to start his speech, all of a sudden, Lord touched his heart. He was touched by the Lord. He just could not do the way he planned to do. He simply had to change because God's power filled him. So he had to obey the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Once again, the second brother also spoke very softly, also spoke very meekly. Then after a few minutes, he cried also. So because of the way he changed completely, but the message he delivered was so powerful, was so strong, the hearts of the congregation was deeply touched by him. That's why we just read in the First Corinthians. It says, "For who makes you different from anyone else? Who do you have that you did not receive? And if you did receive it, why do you boast as though you did not?" It says, "And if you did receive it, why do you boast as you did not?" We really need to pray to the Lord so He can shine His light in our dark inner self. So we can pray, "Lord, I know the only reason I did not commit this thing, I did not commit that thing, Lord, the only reason I did not backslide, I did not step backwards before you, that's because I received more grace from you. I received more blessing from you. Simply, I received more from you." Even though that Christian seems he has become cold lately, because that Christian, he was brought in a different environment, in a different family, and he received less than I did. Lord, I pray for him. Lord, give me a heart so I will show more compassion for him. Let's look at another passage. Acts chapter 12, 1-3. "It was about this time that King Herod arrested some who belonged to the church, intending to persecute them. He had James, the brother of John, put to death with a sword. When he saw that this plague pleased the Jews, he proceeded to seize Peter also. This happened during the Feast of Unleavened Bread." And verses 20-23. It says, "He had been quarreling with the people of Tyre and Sidon. They now joined together and sought an audience with him. Having secured the support of Blastus, a trusted personal servant of the king, they asked for peace because they depended on the king's country for their food supply. On the appointed day, Herod, wearing his royal robe, sat on his throne and delivered a public address to the people. They shouted, 'This is the voice of a god, not of a man.' Immediately, because Herod did not give praise to God, an angel of the Lord struck him down, and he was eaten by worms and died." Here we have the story of King Herod. We can see King Herod really persecuted the Christians at the time. He put to death James, which is a brother of John. But when he did this, look, did God do anything to him? No, he did not do anything to him. But look at later on, when the people shouted, "This is the voice of God, not of a man," immediately, because Herod did not give praise to God, because he failed to give praise to God, an angel of the Lord struck him down, and he was eaten by worms and died. Look at that. Immediately, he was struck by God, and he died. Why? Because Herod did not give praise to God. So look at that. It's a contrast here. Herod persecuted the servants of the Lord. The Lord did not do anything to him. But when he failed to give praise to God, God immediately struck him, and he died. This is a heavy lesson for all of us. So we really need to come before God. We really need to have this deep and clear understanding. Everything we have, we receive from God. If we fail to praise God, if we fail to give all the praises and thanksgiving to God, it is very, very dangerous. Brothers and sisters, let me emphasize one more time. Let me repeat one more time. All we have, everything you and I have, we receive from the Lord. Maybe you have more compassion for other people. That's simply because you were brought up in a very loving family. Or maybe your parents gave you a very good example. Or maybe you are simply received a little bit more compassion than other people from the Lord. So it seems like it will be a little bit easier for you to show compassion to other people. That's because you received more from the Lord. It's not because you are a better person. Some people are born very selfish. Like I remember some mother told me, she has two children. One is very generous, but on the other hand, another is just the opposite. It's quite selfish. Why? Even though they were born by the same parents. But these two children are simply different. Because this first child, when he was born, he received more from the Lord. So we need to have this clear understanding. We need to be aware all the times, which means all the things, all the qualities, all our good virtues in our lives, we receive from the Lord. We really need to look up to other people. We need to find the strengths and the strong points of other people that we can learn a thing or two from. There's this sister of the church. There's this sister, and she was given the chance to speak on the Sunday service. And after the service, one brother just approached her and said, "Well, today seems your sermon is a little bit too long. You should have controlled the time, and actually the time is up to you. You can control your length of your speech." And in a short while, then this brother was given an opportunity to give a Sunday morning service. So he stood up and he just started to speak. But you know what? He spoke all the way through 12:30, and his message wasn't even done yet. And because of that, pastor had to give him one more chance, let him continue with his unfinished sermon. So he needs two Sunday services to finish his sermon. See? Oftentimes we are so confident, we are like that brother. We think, "I can do this, I can do that." Well, that person, he doesn't have any sense of time. And if I were him, or if I were her, I can do better than him. And we are so self-assured. And you know what? Often these people, they will fail more frequently than other people. Why? Because they have a heart of pride. They have this proud attitude, proud heart. So see, in this brother's instance, and he just kind of advised, he sort of like suggested the sister should shorten her message. But how about himself? When he stood up to speak, and he just stood up, he spoke so long, he needed even two sermons to finish his message. So it's very interesting, strangely enough, and oftentimes when we criticize other people for something, and often these are the same area and the same points we will show our weaknesses on somewhere along the line. Well, for some of us, we are so slow, and we even experienced even a few times Lord gave us more than a few chances to learn our lesson, but we still fail to wake up. We still fail to understand the message that God is trying to give us. We fail to understand. We fail to learn the lessons God just planned for us to learn. Like for some of us, we are healthy. We do not become sick very easily. When we see other people are sick, and it's very hard for us to understand. It's very hard for us to think along the lines of those who are sick. And we become even impatient. We become critical. And we will say, "Well, you should have been more careful. You should have taken better care of yourself." Things like that. Once again, we really need to just remember the verse we just read, which is very important. What do you have that you do not receive? And if you did receive it, why do you boast as though you did not? What do you have that you did not receive? And if you did receive it, why do you boast as you did not? Brothers and sisters, let's really put this message into our heart. Let's really remember this message. It will be so helpful in our Christian growth, in our spiritual life. So let's pray to God so He will shine His light into us. So we will become more humble. We will have more compassion for people around us. When we have more compassion for other people, then our inner eyes will really be opened. we will see more clearly. We will see more the need around us. And God told the prophet Jonah also, what is wisdom? Wisdom is look at things from my perspective. Look at the people around you. Look at the world around you through my viewpoint. Then your eyes will really be bright and you will see clearer. You will see more. You will see deeper. Then you can be more used by me. You can be more useful to me. You can be more useful to my cause. So God told Jonah, see, today I will bring you up to heaven to show you. Try to have your eyes opened. If when you were on the ground, when you are in the world, and you try to train this homeless person, he was so close to you, but you ignored him. You neglected him. You just passed by him so many, many times without paying enough attention to him, without showing enough compassion to him. You missed your opportunity. So brothers and sisters, hope you and I will not be like Jonah when everything is too late. So may we look at people, look at the world around us through the eyes of a God, through the viewpoint of our God. So when we see some people within our context, within our just circles, brothers and sisters, we need to be watchful. God may use these servants more than he uses us. We really need to humble ourselves to come before the Lord. So we pray, Lord, just open our eyes. Lord, help us open our eyes so we can be more like you. Lord, you are a lamb of humility. You are a humble lamb of God. A humble person is a person who is fully aware that everything he has, he receives from God. He himself does not have anything. He himself does not possess anything. Today, this is my burden to share with you this message. So let's pray to God. So he will help us. He will guide us. He will shine his light in us so that whatever we have, we may have many, many talents. We may have a lot of different capabilities, but we will not have this proud attitude. We will not have this proud heart. Instead, we will have the spirit of humility. We will humble ourselves before God so he can continue to open our eyes to see the people around us. So he can give us this compassion so we can show compassion to other people. We can show more mercy to other people. When we are a humble person, when we have this humility and before the Lord, then we will not be complaining. We will not be criticizing. We will not be finger pointing. We will not be impatient with people around us, with other people in the church. If we see a need in the church, we see some service which needs attention, then instead of complaining, instead of just crying at the church and shouting out loud at the church, we would just go ahead, fill this need. We would jump, rise to the occasion to offer our help, to offer our talents, to offer ourselves service to all these needy areas. Just remember, particularly when we see some weak Christians, when we see the Christians without obvious talents or capabilities, these are the members which is needed by the church. They are indispensable members of the church family. That's why God has led them here. That's why God has guided them into this church, to become part of this church. So we need to be careful, brothers and sisters. But on the other hand, if we are in the church, we have around us so many people with great talents and capabilities, and they are so capable of doing this, these and that. They are so good at church service. Maybe that person is very good in leading Bible study. Another person is such a good speaker, and another person is with excellent organization skills. Just don't feel bad about yourself. Don't suffer the so-called attack of inferiority syndrome. Just, there is always something you can do. At least one thing I can easily just pinpoint out for you, which is you can pray. You can grab the church directory. You can go along the list, go through the roster. You can pray for each and every church member. You can pray for the church. You can pray for your pastor. You can pray for your deacon's board. You can pray for the church leadership group. You can pray for all the neighborhood cell groups. You can pray for all kinds of church activities. You can pray for the church planning. You can pray for advancing God's cause in your church. Remember, don't forget, in the kingdom of heaven, these people, they are seated on the throne. A lot of them are the foot soldiers of great prayers. Remember, a lot of them are foot soldiers of great prayers. And these are the people, in the eyes of our God, they are kings. They will be seated on the throne, on glorious thrones. So, brothers and sisters, you may think you do not have many talents. You do not have any capabilities. But I think you are still much better than that homeless person we just talked about a few moments ago. And that homeless person was born deaf. And since he was born, he was orphaned. And he never knew his parental love. And he was brought up in the street. But once when he came to know the Lord, he was such an ardent worker, such a devoted, such a passionate worker, passionate servant for the Lord. He just preached the gospel for the Lord. He only brought one person to the Lord. But remember, when Jonah saw him in heaven, he was seated in the glorious and wonderful seat of throne. So brothers, don't look through the viewpoints of this world. Our sense of value needs to be revolutionized, needs to be uprooted. We need to look at a people, look at a world around us through the viewpoint of our Lord, through the eyes of Jesus. So we need to serve other people in the love of God. So fellow Christians, do not boast about anything in your life, about anything you have. But also, do not feel bad if you don't think you have anything. Both these extremes, we need to avoid these two extremes. We need to feel happy. We need to feel thankful and joyful for whatever we have in our lives. Because we need to have a joyful attitude to receive whatever God has measured out for us. God has planned for us to receive. Whatever environment and situation God has put us in, it is God's plan. It is God's wonderful plan. Because like God said, everything works for the benefits for those who love God. So if we really have a clear and wonderful understanding of the message in the Bible, then there's nothing to be frustrated about. There's nothing we should feel bad about. Even though something seems very negative, seems very bad, these are the things we do not like them, we don't want to encounter, we do not want to face. But if you are in this kind of situation, if you are in the midst of that kind of negative environment, then just praise God for it, because it's from God. Just joyfully receive it from God. So do not complain. Do not grumble, not to people, not to God also. So brothers and sisters, we Christians need to be very careful. We need to search our hearts constantly to see where our areas of pride are. And we really need to work on them. We really need to pray to God for these areas so God can really come into our heart. Holy Spirit can really start working in our areas to strengthen us so we can fight the good fight. We can drive out the spirit of pride from us. Remember, because the evil one, Satan, tried very hard, and he has been very successful in breeding the spirit of pride into each person on this earth. So we need to fight this good fight. We need to just wear the full armor from God to fight this battle, this spiritual warfare. Then we just pray God. We are just clay. Our God is the potter. We are the clay in His hands. We need to obey. We need to submit to His will. So we need to be thankful, to be grateful for whatever environment, whatever circumstances God has put us in, because that's what He measured out for each and every one of us. Then we just always thank Him for it. We thank Him for everything, for good things, even for those things we deem it's bad. We need to be thankful for also. Christians, we are so short of thanksgiving to our God. We need to give more thanks to our God. We need to thank our God more, much, much more. We are so short of that. Why? Because we have this spirit of pride. The pride in us is so strong. It's so big. So brothers and sisters, let's pray. Let's pray. So we will remember God's message for us today. What do you have that you did not receive? And if you did receive it, why do you boast as though you did not? Brothers and sisters, whatever we have, there's nothing to be boasted about. Because all we have, every single thing we have in our lives, in our family, in our career, in everything we have, we receive from our merciful God. Brothers and sisters, let's be a humble Christian before our great God. Let's sing this hymn song.